Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I asked Gugu earlier on if you all heard a tremor. I asked her if she heard a tremor. This was on Tuesday night. I can't say I heard it, but I think, yeah, there were dogs that were howling, and maybe that was a sign that there was something going on. But I'm getting the sense that it's happening more frequently. Chief Scientist at the Council for Geoscience, Elridge Khaswane, is on the line with us. Mr. Khaswane, thank you so much for talking to us on what for many is already holiday season. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, ma'am, and to all your listeners.
Dr. Khaswane, let me just ask you, are we experiencing more of these tremors, or is it that we're reporting them more?
Well, it's difficult to say that if we are experiencing more of these, because, for one, mining activity has been going on for many years in this country. And, most of the seismic occurrences has been as a result of, mining activities. Now, if you go to mining towns, places like Carltonville, Klerksdorp, Welkom, the people there, they have been experiencing these seismic events almost on a daily basis. So in a way, one cannot say that if there is an increase in these seismic occurrences.
So what is the cause? You obviously point to the fact that it's there must be a connection between the occurrences and the mining activity. A lot of these areas people would say, well, the official mining has stopped. So obviously what's happening there is that you have informal miners happening, and we don't know to what scale. But is that really the cause of these tremors?
If we are going to attribute this to informal mining, then that also becomes a big ask.
Mm.
Because for one, then we would have to argue to say that the informal miners, they have with them explosives or any of those detonators that are of comparable TNT with mining companies that are operating legally. You see, so then that becomes difficult to attribute this to informal mining.
Mm.
However, you see, there is another scenario where you have derelict mines throughout, the Central Rand, Johannesburg, all the way to Roodepoort, where you have some of these mines and water is accumulating. And water, in fact, is actually one of the biggest culprits in triggering what you call seismic occurrences.
Okay.
Yes. So it is quite possible that this, for instance, this earthquake that we have picked up yesterday, that has caused panic around those places like Soweto and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's been as a result of water that is accumulating around that area. I'm particularly looking at the area around Harmony Doornkop Gold Mine.
Okay.
Yeah, that area is a complex wetland system composed of natural and artificial wetland system.
Okay.
And then, that is one aspect of it. And then you have seasonal rain, you know, that, you know, sort of could add to the water table already created by the wetland system. And now when this water table rises and access what you call brittle zones, I'm talking about things like faulting structures right at the shallow depths, you know, of the crust or of the earth's structure.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when these structures are over saturated, they cause rocks, what do you call localized failure of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when that failure happens, that is when an earthquake is triggered.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So how then do we better manage this going forward?
Well, it's yeah. As I say, you know, you have this complex wetland system in that area. You know, that is quite something difficult to manage. The mine itself, I would say, it's trying to do its bit in trying to manage that system. But you see now with you know, rain, and you know, if it has to rain intensely, then I mean, one could say that you're really not in control of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gosh, so you know, just from where you stand, are we likely to anticipate more of these kinds of tremors, that unmanaged water table system?
Yes, if you have the rainy season continuing, you know, as predicted by the Weather Bureau, it's possible that, you know, we could have a repeat, you know, of another seismic event of this nature.
Are we able to warn in advance? You know, how soon are we able to tell whether there will be a tremor or not? Is there anything that we can do to detect where a tremor is likely to occur?
Well, you actually have what you call early warning systems. Unfortunately, we don't have such a system here in South Africa. But if you go to countries like Italy, Japan, China, they do have what you call early warning systems. But then, you see, these early warning systems, they act as forecasters. They are not really predictors of earthquakes. So, in essence, you know, a prediction method is something that is difficult and then, you know, it's still, you know, an active area of research globally.
Sure. That obviously makes for very difficult planning when you are in this part of the world. But really appreciate you giving us your time and just helping us understand exactly what's happening. Chief Scientist at the Council for Geosciences, that's Dr. Elridge Khaswane. Thank you so much for your time.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.